Now to a question for you to consider. Will artificial intelligence help or hinder the creativity of visual artists? Well, so far the evidence is, I think, mixed. Earlier this year, the auction house Christie's held an auction of AI-produced art. 28 of the 34 pieces for sale found buyers and sold for more than $700,000 in total. But will AI help artists to create and refine their own work? Well, Laurie Schramm is a Dutch artist. She's just opened an exhibition in The Hague in which she has programmed AI to create images of her so as to produce alternative alter egos. She's been showing Anna Holligan, our correspondent in The Hague, around the show.
So this is Dead End Gallery, and this is my little corner. I'm showing an example of how someone in a position who is actually completely unable to have a normal studio practice because of care duties and circumstances can actually use AI as a tool for taking that freedom to still be someone. And there's a point at which, as an artist, you just simply cannot work if you're a single parent and if you've got care duties. I take care of an elderly mother as well. There's lots of circumstance, and women actually in those positions are still artists. But you do need to have the environment. So I've created an environment for myself in which it's possible to do that.
And as soon as you walk into the gallery, there's this really imposing image, which is clearly you, but
also not me. So I'm attempting to train AI to be an alter ego version of me. So this is Schramm 2.0, and I'm Laurie Schramm. And this image is meant to be her. But there's lots of different versions of her. People see this image and they tell me, oh, Laurie, that's such a nice picture of you. That's about 10 years ago, isn't it? And even my father thought this was me. And if you look closely at the jawline, you'll see that it's not me. And the nose is different and the mouth is different. But something in the way she looks is me. So it's captured some of the essence of me. I very purposely haven't fed AI a lot of my images because I wanted to build up this profile through language rather than just feeding it tons of images. But it's done a pretty good job at emulating me.
And next to the portrait, some
reversed AI jewelry. What I've done is I've taken some rings that I wear daily. Well, you can't see this, but these are some very traditional antique rings. And I've made an imprint in a mold. And then I've created these new pieces out of the shape. And I've kept morphing them. So when you use AI and you use images in AI, it keeps changing the image every single time you press the button again until you get this sort of amorphous aesthetic smush. And so I've tried to emulate that by hand, making silver jewelry. So I've emulated the process of going from a recognizable shape to slowly morphing into this. Well, if you look at these rings, they just look as if you found that silver somewhere. I've got lots of images with her wearing the jewelry that I've made, and she doesn't know the history. These rings that I wear daily have a lot of personal meaning, but there's no meaning in these pieces because it's divorced from its origin. So I have an alter ego, and she materially owns some things that exist in my life, but in a fictional sphere.
I didn't expect there to be so many people here.
Yeah, it's major.
Dutch artist Laurie Schramm speaking to Anna Holligan in The Hague.